"With respect, sir," Cauchy said, "I am not under your..." There was a flash and the crack of an energy bolt striking the curved wall. Cauchy ducked and glanced down the boarding tube to see Marco clutching his beam pistol, eyes wide with fear as he floated in the zero-G.
"Please, Marco," he said carefully, "will you help me with the Admiral? He's hurt."
Trembling with anxiety, Marco swallowed and put away the weapon.
"There was firing, and she was dead. I didn't hit anything."
Cauchy got the Admiral into the boarding tube, not responding to the older man's pleas. When Marco joined them, Cauchy reached for the Admiral's bandolier of charges, unclipped it, and tugged it out from under his chest armour.
"Good man," the Admiral whispered.
Outside the weightless, opaque tube, the mysterious attack craft danced and darted past, exchanging volleys of bright sparks with pursuing flocks of silver drones. And it occurred to Cauchy that if the unknown attackers had wanted to, they could have destroyed both ships by now. Together, the two men guided the wounded Admiral up the connecting tube. Halfway, Cauchy paused and pulled one of the shaped charges from the belt, showing it to Marco.
"I'm going back to finish the job," he said, fingering the charge timer. "I've set this for 7 minutes. As soon as I'm out of sight, stick this on the tube wall and arm it with this button. Got it?"
"But is 7 minutes long enough? I sincerely hope that it will be more than enough. I'm looking forward to retelling this story under the influence of strong alcohol."
He slung the bandolier across shoulder and chest and pushed away on a return glide to the Sun-Eye vessel. Re-entering the spherical junction, he became heavy again, and the voice spoke. "Back so soon, human. Apparently my punishment examples were not sufficiently persuasive." Having noted the position of the sergeant's body and the similarity of her wounds to those suffered by the Admiral, Cauchy was ready. When an overhead section slid open and the anti-personnel turret popped out, he was already moving and firing. His first shot burned a glowing gouge across curved panels. The second struck a spray of sparks from the turret mounting. The third hit home, and it burst apart in a flash of wrecked components. Another turret opened up from just inside a passage leading forward, forcing Cauchy to back away behind the boarding tube's oval hatch. His hand found the sergeant's dropped beam pistol, and with twice the firepower, he was able to quickly neutralise the turret. There was an abrupt silence, no measured voice offering sarcastic commentary. Perhaps their host was otherwise occupied, he thought. The curved deck lurched violently underfoot, and a grinding crash reverberated throughout the ship.
"I'm running out of time," he thought suddenly, and scrambled back along the aftward passage, alert for more security turrets.
He planted several charges down the stretch leading to the compartment where the Admiral was shot, then retraced his steps, arming the devices as he went. Kicking aside still smoking pieces of drone, he then ventured up the forward passage, setting and arming another 8 charges before returning to the hatch area. Cauchy still had a handful left, so he climbed up into a wide but low passage and crawled along it, pausing after a dozen meters or so.